This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
High noon, Jones and Keith on a Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. Another opportunity to win tickets to the Red Sox and Mets about 1.5 hour from now. Doing it all day long here on WEEI. Started with the Greg Hill Show this morning. It'll continue through WEEI afternoons. Two more chances to win here on Jones and Keith. We're still awaiting news. I would imagine Shams will be the first to have it, but we're awaiting any news on Jason Tatum. Official word, I think, on what we're all expecting, probably what looks to be an Achilles injury, which would sideline Tatum certainly for the rest of the playoffs and a large chunk, if not all, of next season. I asked you this earlier, Keith. You don't think the absence of news tells us anything?
No, because I don't think we knew exactly what time the MRI was anyway. They just said tomorrow. Missoula said tomorrow, last night.
So. MRI tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see.
And we'll see if and when we get that news. We'll pass it along. Here on Jones and Keefe, you got a Kiefer Madness at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here on WEEI. Tom E. Curran, I want to ask you, before we get into the Patriots, do you think the Celtics are done, down 3-1 without Tatum? Are they done?
I do not think so. I agree with you.
How about
and
that?
And that's probably an unpopular take today.
That's all right. We're positive.
No, we'll take it. I like
we're positive people,
no,
Tom.
No,
that makes
no.
sense.
The unpopular take will be that despite the points that he was piling up from about the 3:45 mark of the third quarter, when he hit like a triple pivot turnaround fallaway that was a horrendous shot and it went in and we hear, Jason Tatum! It was like, stop doing that. And he proceeded to do it for the next 7 or 8 possessions. So this walking the ball up, zero passes, standing 45 feet from the hoop at the half-court stripe, and then initiating the offense with 8 seconds left, all that does is allows the Knicks to rest on defense. So I was laying that comeback at the feet of Tatum's decision-making, and he gets some nice shots in the fourth quarter. But again, they're low percentage, no pass or one pass possessions to leave the Knicks off the hook. And that's been the reason, as you guys know, and as all the people who watch the series know, that the Knicks have climbed back in these games. They've let them off the hook by playing simple, lazy, allegedly dagger basketball, just swinging threes. And that's, you know, it's just maddening. And it was maddening last night. And then for Jaylen Brown to just absolutely bumble a pass that led to the injury was just further maddening. You know, and no one's going to really want to talk about that today because it's a terrible and traumatic injury, and he's a great player, and he works hard, and he's everything you want in a superstar if you're a local entity, especially in the media or if you're a fan. But facts is facts. That was a desperately poor performance, and it's been that way for most of the series.
Yeah, I'm with you. Tatum definitely had a few, like, heat checks, and then like that's one of the things you get. Like, if you're going to have the 42-point game, sometimes the ball gets a little sticky and everybody else doesn't get involved as much. I'd have more confidence in the Celtics, even without Tatum, like you and Jones have, except for the fact that Holiday, Horford, and Porzingis have all looked as bad as they have, and I don't know if that's going to turn around.
I have the antidote.
Okay.
Oh.
Let Pritchard run the ball. Let Pritchard run everything.
Okay.
Let Pritchard run everything. He moves the ball by simply not even moving the ball. With the dribble, he moves the ball. He penetrates. He kicks it out. He moves it with the dribble. They snap the ball when he's on offense. He drives, penetrates. It doesn't take until 8 seconds are left on the shot clock for the offense to be initiated, so that you end up settling for some ridiculous one-footed fall away from the baseline that if it goes in, everyone starts shooting off the confetti cannons like it was a good shot. Let Pritchard run things.
Right.
What else could go wrong? I mean, I'd rather have him out there running things at this point offensively. I mean, is it crazy to say that he's a better offensive player at this juncture in his career than Drew Holiday? I don't think it is.
No, he's definitely a better offensive player. At least he has been. You know, this season.
Put it in his hands. What do you got to lose?
Go down swinging. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, look, to your point, they still have the sixth man of the year. They still have an all-star in Jaylen Brown, two guys who are on Team USA, in Holiday and Derek White. Porzingis has been an all-star before, so they have plenty of talent to get this thing done. Patriots have increased their talent as well. We were going through all the opponents.
Heard your tears.
Oh, beautiful.
I heard your tears.
Okay, well, I was going to walk you through it. So the schedule release is officially tomorrow. We're going to know the placement on the calendar of all these games. We know the opponents. We know the home opponents. We know the away opponents. We chalked up 8 must-win games for the Pats. We had 4 more toss-up games. The over-under is 8.5, depending on where you shop. So how many wins are we assuming the Patriots can get next year? What's the realistic win total?
There were very few discrepancies when you did this 20 minutes ago that I found. Basically zero, although I don't think the Falcons are the wagon that you think they are.
Well, you guys are sleeping on it.
Sleeping on the Falcons.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's such an easy home schedule. And I think that, you know, one note about rookie minicamp last week was just the intensity with which they attack things. And, you know, we can all acknowledge by now that it was a tough spot for Mayo last year. But I remember we all observed and watched Mayo, and he very much was kind of getting used to the water. He wasn't as involved. He was floating. And, you know, you acknowledge that. I just want to watch how people are doing things and make notes. And that's very much based on, hey, it's a foundational year. We're just going to figure some things out. And that led to the lack of urgency that we saw that trickled on throughout. We're not going to put May out there until he's ready and everything's until it's ready. And then, so I think everybody treated it as a mulligan year. And I don't think that that exists now. I think there's much greater urgency, even though it's, you know, a 30 or 40% more talented team, you would think. But there's an urgency, I think, that's going to accompany that could make an 8, 9, 10 win. If you're going to take the over, I'll take the over.
Yeah.
Take the over.
Yeah,
take the over.
I would take the over. It's 7.5 in some places, 8.5 in others. Obviously, you get a little bit more money with if you go 8.5. But last year, Tom, it was a lot of Sunday at 1 with Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta. You think this year? Yeah. Exactly. You think this year? And we've already seen a lot of the primetime games, some of the holiday games, and they haven't been included there. But do you think just with the, you know, year 2 Drake May, the new coach, some of the players, do you think they're going to be more prominently featured, or do you think it's another season where they're sort of just the 1 o'clock game?
I think they're a 1 o'clock item until further notice. I mean, the biggest rivalry game that you could find would probably be the Titans game that you mentioned, which that's not going to raise the level of anybody's anything at this point. So you can't say that there's a great Jets-Patriots rivalry right now with Justin Fields under center. There really is no game of great national appeal. Everybody has to get a Thursday game. I think everybody does get a Monday night game. So I would, you know, maybe a Buffalo game with the Patriots drafting off Buffalo's popularity would maybe rise to that level. But that I think they remain Sunday at 1.
I'm curious, coming out of the rookie minicamp and, you know, some of the discussion from Mike Vrabel this past week about the talent that they upgraded when he met with the media, if you thought or have heard anything about them being in on George Pickens, Keith and I both thought that was a reasonable deal for Dallas. They've sniffed around on receivers before. They added Diggs. They drafted Kyle Williams. I still think they could use another receiver in the room. Do you have any read or understanding of their level of interest in George Pickens this offseason?
I don't think there was any, but, you know, I'd say this. We got mixed messages. You know, we spent a lot of time in the early portion of the season leading into off season, leading into free agency, having it proclaimed that we're only going to surround Drake with guys who aren't going to be a pain in the ass. And then they went and signed Diggs, who the more you look at it, and maybe it's just because he's here now, the more you get your mind around the fact, well, he can be a pain in the ass, but he's an unbelievable worker and he can have an impact on some of these guys from the last couple of years who are not unbelievable workers. But still, I think Pickens feels like a bridge too far. If you can't make it in Pittsburgh, where Antonio Brown was for 8 or 9 years with Mike Tomlin, then you probably can't make it here with a building team.
One of the questions that we brought up last week, sort of just a projection for the season, but who do you think the team's leading rusher will be?
It'll be Stevenson.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to have 1,041 yards.
Good. Well, that was the next question. Specifically, what number? No, because we were tossing this around. Obviously, Travion Henderson is an exciting second-round pick. He probably will be involved more in the pass game. But we kind of came to the conclusion that if they kind of split carries with the three guys in the backfield, is there a scenario where Drake May ends up being the team's leading rusher?
Ooh. I think in a perfect world, that'd be a horrible thing to have happen.
Right.
And he compiled, like, I think he was like second in the league in yards per carry if you included quarterbacks in that, because he had mm-hmm. so many long ones when mm-hmm. teams were playing man. But yeah, I would imagine that Drake May is going to have a lot of 400-plus yard seasons because he can. And I don't think it's out of running for his life. I think that'll be a component of what they're going to try and do offensively and take advantage of. He's big. He's only going to get bigger. I'll be interested to see what he looks like coming into camp this year, you know, after as compared to last year. Because he wasn't slight by any stretch, but he's still young, so you're going to continue to fill out through your 24-25. So he can probably take the licking.
Bill Belichick has a looming buyout of $1 million June 1st at the University of North Carolina. Is there any chance, Tom, he doesn't make it to his first game and they just blow this thing up before it starts?
I would venture to say yes, there's a chance, but I would think it's very small and less than 10%, probably less than 5%. I mean, Bill, I think in the 15 months, imagine it's only been 15 months since he's been gone, maybe 16. It's been a nonstop avalanche of bad news. And I think the people have tried to portray it as, well, it's not on Bill. He's living his best life. It's not gone that great overall. To have the entire league turn its nose up to you, end up in North Carolina, to have your minions saying that we're the 33rd team and we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and then to have just the bad PR that has gone on for the last month and a half. So to me, he has to try and salvage it. I mean, you look at Shula, all the Super Bowl era head coaches, Shula, Noel, Landry, Lombardi, Walsh, Gibbs, none of them did anything in their post extreme success periods to muddy the water. And Bill has muddied the water a little bit, not on his Patriots legacy, but just on certainly post-Brady. I think that we've come to a conclusion that, well, maybe he wasn't the hooded genius we made him out to be. He's still a great in-game coach, but it's been 6 years since 2019 of not great news on the Bill Belichick front.
You think there might be people with the Patriots now that are kind of enjoying this that's going on?
Enjoying? I don't know. I mean, everybody loves a little Schadenfreude. But I think that this is somewhat explanatory as to why, you know, he was difficult to work with. And there was a point at which I don't think that people relish the opportunity to keep coming into work. I mean, the players even would acknowledge how difficult it was. I remember being recounted to me when they were on the road and they stayed over, I think it was in 22, when they stayed over out on the West Coast and they had to play Arizona might have been a short week, but they were staying out there. And he just kept them in meetings. It was late in the season. He just kept them in meeting after meeting after meeting. And it was just, it just wasn't a great place to work. And certainly last year, it was more relaxing, but it certainly wasn't better. So I think Vrabel's here to try and split the difference, make it miserable to an extent, but, you know, have guys who will embrace the misery because there's something at the end of it.
All right. He is Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. You can check him out there all over the TV as well. BST, early edition, quick slants when it's running. I will tell you, Tom, the people always like your Patriots takes, but the text line specifically was loving your Celtics takes today. 617-779-7937. Preach, Curran, preach.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get Tom E to replace Joe Mazzulla? Tom E for MFing president. So the people
yeah,
were liking
they
were liking your Celtics takes earlier for sure.
Look at all the team. Like, the Celtics come over half court and everybody goes to their stations for that 5-0 offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are, well, it's just the way they do it now. It's a 5-0 league. You dribble drive, you kick, Why do I see the Warriors cut? Why do I see the Heat when they were good cut? Why had they set a freaking back pick one time? One time, anybody off the ball getting a pick. They don't get anybody open except pick for the ball and create. There was a play last night where Porzingis was trying to run a pick for Tatum, and Tatum ran up his ass and almost laid it and goes to the line. Like, what is that's bad? And Doris isn't going to say anything. It was exquisite to her.
No.
Exquisite.
Well, it was.
I would say preach on Doris as well. All right, Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on a Tommy Tuesday.
He's locked in on these Seas games.
On WEI. Let me tell you.
How can you not be? There's only going to be two more left.
He makes a fair point about Tatum and the offense. Is there a chance the offense, and maybe you think the answer is no, because Mazzulla can't scheme anything. I actually, now that we're talking this out, I heard Curtis saying some of this today.
Jalen's bringing the ball up. No.
Well, I don't need him to bring the ball up per se, but something that I do expect is Jalen's going to put more pressure on the Knicks defense than Tatum does. I mean, Tatum's a better shooter and a more skilled offensive player, and I get all that. But when he's quote-unquote hunting matchups and taking step-back threes, I don't know how much pressure that's putting on the defense necessarily. And on some level, I agree with Tom. It's giving him time to relax and dig in while the ball's moving around the perimeter. I think Jalen's going to take it at him tomorrow. Maybe he'll turn it over and dribble off his foot when he's doing it, but I think he's going to take it into the teeth of the defense. I do think we'll see more of that without Tatum out there.
Yeah, I just wonder if it turns into a, all right, I'm going to try to replace Tatum. I'm going to sort of take those shots. And it's easy to say I'm going to drive to the hoop a lot.
That's
and then
what he did against
like
Orlando.
Few in the game.
Orlando's a really good defensive team, and he did that. He had 36 in that game.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you're right, the Knicks are not as good defensively. So if some of his shots are falling early, then maybe that'll sort of snowball into it. I just wonder, so like last night, for example, Tatum didn't have any help. So now you remove him from the equation, and now you have Brown. Who's going to help him? So even if he plays well.
What did Jalen, finish with 20 points?
I think he did.
Which is shocking.
Yeah, it didn't even feel like 20, but no, I guess somebody had a score.
I think on the series he has 7 threes and 15 turnovers.
Okay, and he was Nick is very fed up with Jalen.
He's
really upset with
him.
He's really dumb with
Jalen. Painful for
he doesn't
me.
Like it.
But I'm surprised he had 20 points last night. He was in foul trouble the whole time. Derek White came out on fire.
Oh, he couldn't miss. Was it 4-for-4? Was it more than that?
He was 4-for-4, and he got fouled on a three in the first quarter. He hit two out of those three free. He had 14 at the end of one.
Threes.
And then he kind of disappeared.
He's Duncan Robinson. He only takes threes.
He is a modern-day Duncan Robinson.
But
11 of his
early.
12 field goals were threes.
Yeah, modern-day Duncan Robinson?
Well, you know what I mean. Duncan Robinson 2.0
rest
is what he is. Yeah. But no, I think there's a chance the offense looks different and arguably better without Tatum.
The idea of Pritchard. Pritchard does move the ball like a lot, whether he's passing it or whether he's running around like a chicken with his head cut
off.
Here's
a simple question we haven't asked yet. Who starts without Tatum in the lineup?
Great question. Are they?
Do you go double big?
Or do you go triple small?
So you're starting Pritchard? They never start Pritchard in any of these games.
No, they never do, but are they not starting Porzingis for what reason? We had Tim Welsh on last week, and he was saying, if a guy is on a minutes restriction, you don't need to rest him at the start.
Easier to start him.
Play him right away, and then you can still kind of manage it that way. So, yeah, Tatum goes down. That's a good question. I probably would start Pritchard. I think that would be the biggest change and the biggest sort of like, all right, we're going to go this way, see how the Knicks adjust to it. And, yeah, you're a little small, but Holiday can guard bigger players, and you can figure it out from there. I think it would be the biggest spark. Now, the problem with them, though, hasn't been the start of the game. The start of the game has been fine.
They've started A-okay in all of them.
It's either the third or the fourth quarters where they've been they're
so
undoing.
Honestly, for this matchup, Pritchard makes a lot of sense, too, because, and you're right, Welsh did say this last week, when Brunson's on the floor, that's a matchup that, and Brunson's bigger than him, and I don't know that he's going to win the defensive matchup, but that is a player size-wise he can guard. And, you know, Brunson's going to be out there to start the game. Could some of the Knicks guards and secondary lineups play off the floor? Depends on how much Deuce McBride is out there. But when Brunson's out there, that's not the worst matchup in the world for Pritchard from a size standpoint. Now, Pritchard only started three games this year.
Yeah.
He started more for last year's team. He started five games a year ago. So he doesn't start a lot of games.
He's the sixth man of the year.
But that'll be, and maybe that's why, actually, late in the year. They started leaning in on that.
Who knows?
So what do they do lineup-wise to adjust in Game 5 without Jason Tatum? We still don't have any official updates on Tatum that I've seen unless I missed something.
No, I'll probably be at 201.
Okay, I am bracing for that at this point in time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Jaylen Brown back in, lost the ball. Ananobi all by himself throws it down. And Tatum is hurt. Tatum is down. He wants a timeout. Tatum in so much pain. And the Celtics call timeout, grabbing that right ankle. And that's the final timeout for the Boston Celtics. But more importantly, Tatum really shaken up. That last sequence, turning the ankle. And you see the concern. And Al Horford in the Celtics' faces.
He called a timeout there himself. He was calling the timeout.
42 points for Tatum tonight, but right now in a great deal of pain.
Why do you feel like the season's over and the series is over for the Celtics following Jason Tatum's injury? Looks like a long-term season-ending, maybe next season-ending injury for Jason Tatum. We're all bracing for the worst. An Achilles injury, which would sideline him for a long time, and also would be a real tough injury to come back from based on the track record in all sports, specifically the NBA. It's not a great track record, so what will he look like when he comes back? What sort of changes are in store for the team? We can get back into all of that with your phone calls. I want Keith's thoughts specifically on whether or not this series is over. We'll get to it. But first, it's Two for Tuesday on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets May 19th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. If you have the code word, you'll score two tickets to the Red Sox Mets May 19th at Fenway Park, all part of a Two for Tuesday. One more chance to win tickets on Jones and Keefe at 1:30. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You'll have more chances there as well. Season over, Keefe?
Yeah, I think the season is over. Series is over. I do think they win tomorrow night, though. So I'm not saying, like, oh, they have no chance. Why even take the court? Like, I do think they win tomorrow and they force a game six. But then I can't see them winning three straight games, including one going back into New York and winning without Tatum. I mean, they were 1-3 in this series with Tatum. I don't think they're going to go on a three-game run. I think even if they have, like, a spark, I think that probably lasts for the one game. And then the Knicks figure it out, and they probably just move on after game six. It's too big a blow. I haven't given the Knicks a lot of credit or any credit, really, throughout this entire playoff run. And so at some point, I need to be like, all right, they're better than I thought. Like, they're tougher than I thought. Yeah, they're not a great defense. But they got guys sort of with that killer instinct. And, like, Jalen Brunson at the end of games, more so the third quarter last night, but fourth quarter, too, you can rely on him. Bridges kind of comes out of nowhere and is making shots.
We do have to give him some credit in these fourth quarters.
I was not expecting much.
That's twice he's done it. I expected none out of him specifically.
Tatum right now in this series has been obviously your leading scorer, but he's also been your leading rebounder. He's been your leading assist guy. He's been your leading steals guy. Like, he's been their best player. And you could say, well, he hasn't played great the whole time. True. But who has? Like, they haven't had anybody else, and that's what scares me, too, is if you just took the players and you said you're getting the best version of players 2 through 8 on the Celtics roster, how are they going to look against the Knicks? You'd be like, I think they can still beat the Knicks. But for 4 straight games, we've seen Pritchard, Holiday, and Horford do nothing. We've seen Derek White be very streaky. We've seen, you know, one really good performance from Peyton Pritchard. And then Jaylen Brown's just been okay. Foul trouble last night, not his best performance. So I just think they would need a lot of things to come together to get out of this series.
So I don't disagree with that, but I also think they're capable of it. When they needed Jalen and Porzingis to step up in game two against Orlando, the only playoff game Jason Tatum has ever missed in his life. We made a big deal about it at the time. I can't believe he's missing a playoff game. The guy's never missed a playoff game. He's always out there for playoff games. They won that game. They were 8-2 in the regular season without him. And that admittedly was, you know, hand-picked spots against lowly teams. But they had a higher winning percentage without Tatum this year than with him. I'm not burying them in this series. I'm not burying them in the next series if they got out of it against a team like Indiana. I don't think they're going to win a championship, but let's start with a win tomorrow night. They should not lose tomorrow night at home. They can still match New York's talent. I think man for man, I'd take Brunson before Jaylen Brown, but I think it's close. I'd take Towns before I'd take Porzingis, but I think it's close. And coming into the series, we all would have said the same thing. I think the Celtics can match the Knicks' talent. They're at home. They're favored in the game. They've played well all year without Jason Tatum, including last round against Orlando when they needed it. I would be disappointed, I've said this all day, if they don't win Game 5 and force the Knicks to go back home with some pressure on their heads at MSG, where now they're the hunted team. Now they're the favorite. The shoe's on the other foot. I want to see how they deal with it. And I think the Celtics win game 5, and from there, let's see where it goes. But I'm not burying them in this series. They've been a good team all year without Tatum. Yeah. I think they can be a team that pushes New York and can still match New York talent-wise in this series.
I mean, it's 11 games this season without Tatum, and then you have the playoff game, which is obviously significant. Orlando gave them all they could handle in, you know, a 5-game series, but they played tough.
And it's too strong to say they didn't have Tatum in the postseason last year, like the texter joked about earlier on in the show.
I mean, come on.
But they didn't get Tatum at his best. I mean, they weren't getting a great Jason Tatum last year in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they were getting Tatum, right. and he contributed on the boards and defensively and with his assists. He was super inefficient with his scoring last year in the playoffs. But you weren't getting Tatum at his best last year, so you're not replacing a locked-in all-NBA Jason Tatum even from a year ago. You haven't gotten that much of these playoffs.
No, you're
replacing the Tatum that we've seen in the postseason the last couple of years, which is easier to replace.
But if you add up the four games in this series and the five in the previous series, and I know he missed one, but if you add up all the games, he certainly hasn't been his best, but he's been their best. Like, he's still been their best player overall. I think if you like add up all the minutes,
I think that's true.
He's probably been their best guy. So
I didn't say that last year in the postseason. This year, yeah, that's true.
And maybe that speaks more to the other guys really not kind of living up to what we expected out of them. I think now what this series comes down to, though, is the best player on the floor now plays for the Knicks. And I think the best five, like, stack of one against the other, I think the Knicks now have a slight edge. We all thought the Celtics had the better team going into the series, but that's because you had one of the five best players in the world, and now you remove him, and that really kind of evens the playing field, if not slight edge, because maybe the momentum or the health even of the Knicks. If you want to throw in the coaching advantage, I didn't think it was going to be in favor of the Knicks. Kind of feels like it is, though.
Oh, it is. I did not think that either going in, but it is. You're right.
And so, yeah, I mean, if the Celtics somehow find a way to win three in a row, then I'm with you. Then I might take them against the Pacers, and I'll be feeling great about it. Like, hey, they figured out a way. I don't know what it is, but the special sauce is working. But, yeah, I don't see it. If I had to predict it now, I would say they win tomorrow, lose Friday.
Let me tell you, it'd be real interesting if they rallied back and won this series without Tatum. For all the commentary about Tatum and how this team looks with him and without him and how they play stylistically and does he have a killer instinct and is he the face of the league and all, like, it would be a real interesting discussion, sidebar discussion.
Yeah.
But a real interesting discussion if they can dig their way out.
Now, they don't have, I know Baylor Shireman's a rookie, but they don't have like the young guys. You know, you go back to Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, those guys get hurt, team goes on a run without them. There's not really that formula, but you saw how that really kind of changed the dynamics of the team.
Again, I mean, Porzingis has been an all-star. Brown's been an all-star. Holiday and White were on Team USA. Pritchard was sixth man of the year. Like, there's still a lot of talent on this team to at least win a home game that you're favored in tomorrow night in Game 5. You know, just discussing this whole series and the breakdown of all of it and replacing Tatum and some of the big-picture stuff, which we'll get back into. The Celtics, make no mistake, were losing that game no matter what last night. Like, and I hope people remember that. Like, oh, well, they lost, but they didn't have Tatum, and they were in the series, but they lost. No. They were going to be down 3-1 with or without Tatum. It might change your outlook from their ability to rally from down 3-1.
That game was over.
They were down 7 with the ball. Tatum collapsed in a heap, tried to get it to Jaylen Brown. I think it was an inaccurate pass because he had already blown out his Achilles, but Brown didn't exactly do him any favors with the catch. Ananobi breaks out the other way. It goes from a 7-point game to a 9-point game with less than 3 minutes left. You were losing regardless.
Yeah, even if he gets up, even if it's just like a little scare, you have the ball down 9 even with Tatum, and things have gotten cold at that point.
And I think he's the biggest reason you were down 0-2. Like, Tatum struggles in the first two games and struggles in the clutch and struggles down the stretch. What was he, 1-for-12 in the first two games in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, he couldn't throw it in the ocean.
That's the guy you're replacing. Now, Tatum last night, I think, was great. Curran was really hammering him with some of his shot selection and, you know, dribbling down the shot clock and taking up the whole entire shot clock, taking the air out of the offense. I don't think he's wrong, but I would say I thought Tatum was really good last night when he was out there before he got hurt. Games 1 and 2, not so much. So I think Tatum's a big reason you lost some of those games early in the series. And let's see how it looks with Jaylen Brown, who I think is going to hunt some of these matchups and be physical and actually play bully ball with the Knicks, which Tatum is much more comfortable taking fall away threes than taking it into the defense.
Yeah, it's funny because you could kind of talk both sides of it when a superstar has, say, a 42-point game versus when they don't, because if they don't, you're like, well, they need to score more. And then when they score a lot, well, they're going to have to shoot a lot, and therefore sometimes the ball gets kind of stuck a little bit and there's not a lot of this great ball movement when, you know, those highlights that, you know, Terp will tweet out where it's like every guy on the court touches the ball, they get a wide open three and everyone's loving it. There were a lot of times where Tatum's kind of dribble, step back, gets the matchup he wants, launches kind of like a three. Maybe the hope would be Tatum's gone, the five guys now need to work together a little bit more, and it's sort of like
you actually run an offense as opposed to like ISO basketball.
Yeah, and like what the Pacers have been doing so far this postseason, where you look up and you're like, all right, all five starters are in double figures. Nobody's getting more than 22.
It's what they've done when Tatum's been out all year. Yeah. Again, they're 9-2 without him, and they won a playoff game with him. Oh, they just beat up on the Charlottes of the world when he was out. Well, no. I mean, they beat Orlando, and they had a tough time beating Orlando with Tatum. And they beat Orlando going away in game two. Jaylen had his best game of the playoffs. Porzingis had his best game of the playoffs when Tatum wasn't out there. So I don't rule that out, Keith, that they come together, they rally around a more balanced, less ISO-focused offense, and now the Knicks just have some pressure on them and they unravel. Let's see how they handle that spot. But you got to come through tomorrow night at home in game five. Again, unless the lines change, Celtics still favored by 4.5 in that game.
They beat, just looking through this, they beat Detroit twice earlier in the season, but still, Detroit's a pretty good team. So
Detroit's a team we thought was better than New York going into the playoffs.
And then obviously Orlando. The rest of them are
Charlotte, trust me, scrub teams. People have been sending it to me all day. I don't get how I got to be the bad guy saying I think the Celtics still have a chance in the series.
What a weird twist.
I've been getting chirped all day by people being like,
then what do you mean they're alive?
Oh, you a-hole. Yeah. Oh, what a moron. Like, I've been getting that all day. I'm telling you still have a chance in the series. Like, apparently there's more Tatum fans than Celtics fans out there.
So.
Like, it's unbelievable to me. I don't get how I got to be the bad guy for telling you the Celtics will have a chance.
It's a weird twist.
Somehow that's been the case. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. We got more tickets to the Red Sox and Mets May 19th at Fenway Park. Stay tuned for that at 1:30. Grab bag at 1:30. And on the way next, it's the return of the madness, Kiefer Madness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
A Delaware County woman is facing multiple charges after she is seen defecating on a car hood.
The 44-year-old sits on the hood, or not showing the most graphic parts of the video, including when she appeared to defecate on the car.
To be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
All right, it's time for Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Well said by that last guy.
Yeah, hard
this
to
story,
argue with that. Yeah.
We're taking a break, Jones, from feces, so fear not. You're having lunch right now. We're not dealing with that. We go to the state of California.
Nice.
Something is going on.
It's a mystery. I think that's how we all feel, is it's inexplicable.
Okay, a mystery.
An inexplicable mystery.
Yeah.
As most mysteries are.
Right. Kind of a little redundant.
At least they start that way.
It's a bit redundant.
Yeah.
But pretty open-ended right now.
Yeah.
A mystery.
My
wrapped up in an enigma.
My spidey sense is telling me it's alien-related.
Could be. Could
okay,
be.
Okay,
it's a mystery. I think that's how we all feel, is it's inexplicable.
If what's happening along Bernhardt Avenue in Richmond is a mystery, then these are the neighborhood detectives.
Uh-oh.
That's right. We got a lot of, internet sleuths.
Okay.
People that are out there trying to solve crimes.
Aliens is wrong. That's feeling more wrong. The more I hear, that's feeling wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not aliens. Sadly, it's not aliens.
Like a ghost hunter thing going on?
Oh, ghost hunter's good.
Yeah, ghost hunter.
That's
yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Residents say what has been happening high along this power line since February just isn't adding up.
Power lines, Jones.
Okay.
What's going on with the power lines?
What's up with the
Do
power lines?
Do you have any
I've already burned through my aliens and ghost hunter guesses.
Uh-huh.
Got to be some sort of little critter-related, bird-related power line, maybe birds?
Oh, remember the birds that don't exist?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, something like that.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
Not aliens.
Oh, okay.
It's not aliens.
I think for aesthetic reasons.
If it were, that would be the right answer.
Yeah, are birds real? A lot of people want to know.
Okay.
Sounded like a firecracker, and a black, I think it was a starling, just plummeted to the ground.
They say...
Okay, birds are dying.
Birds are dying.
Okay.
Birds are dying. Mystery. It's a mystery. Why are these birds dying? We're getting a lot of dead birds. So it's like it's a mystery creature feature.
Sounds like a firecracker with starlings dropping from the sky.
Yep. Starlings just dropping left and right.
Okay.
Yep. Big crack. You hear a big loud crack. Dead bird.
A dead bird.
Wet bird. That's what we're dealing with.
Okay.
Sounded like a firecracker, and a black, I think it was a starling, just plummeted to the ground.
They say there have been more than 50 instances of birds dying along this top power line. Video from a nearby ring camera shows the moment it happens. Listen for the loud crack.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like a bug zapper.
Sounds like a mousetrap.
Like a mousetrap or one of those like electric like rackets that it snaps when you like get like a bird. So, yeah, so apparently there's these big power lines, as there are everywhere, and a bird goes near them, and they just drop dead out of the sky.
Wow.
It's a problem. It's an absolute problem.
Huh.
I like how that guy, too, had to say what kind of bird it was, too.
I think it was a starling.
I think it might have been a starling, like a black starling.
He didn't definitively say.
He wasn't sure.
He was reading into it. He thought it was a starling.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bird then falls to the ground.
Super traumatic to see this.
Neighbors say after...
Now, if you're watching on Twitch, there's all different... colors and types of birds.
Yeah. And now you got like the neighborhood watch out there trying to figure out, who done it.
Why are we blurring out?
I don't know why they're
blurring out the birds on the news.
They blur out the dead bird.
These birds have families. They might be perched up in a
tree identified yet.
Looking into a living room, watching the news. They don't want to identify their dead that way.
That's not Timmy, is it? That can't be Timmy. Get me down there. They blurred out
the
dead birds.
Why are the bodies blurred out?
I don't know. There's worse stuff on the news.
Trump's America, am I right?
That's true.
Seriously.
A bird then falls to the ground.
Super traumatic to see this.
Neighbors say after hanging up awareness posters like these and repeated calls to PG&E, there was little action.
PG&E? Oh, PG&E has been sued to the high heavens by the state of California.
Pigeons, gulls, and... don't know what the East is.
No, they're like starting wildfires all over California.
Oh,
oh yeah,
no,
bad news.
Yeah, not good.
Bad news. Yeah.
So they put up a couple of posters.
Nice.
That should.
Who
stop
are they
it.
Alerting into what? I don't even get them what the posters are.
We made people aware of the dead birds.
Are the posters for the birds?
I don't know.
Well, like, hey guys, don't careful up there.
When a worker came out to inspect the line,
he literally seemed like befuddled.
After reporting on the story Sunday night. On Monday, PG&E told ABC7 that they reached out to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to evaluate several of the dead birds.
I'm swimming in letters right now. That was a mess. That's a lot of people passing the buck, is what I would say, Jones. It's
seems
a lot
like
of
they're
guy,
like,
yeah,
well,
they'll
you
figure
contact
out.
So-and-so.
You put up any flyers? Yeah, we put up some flyers.
Yeah, we put up flyers.
Flyers are up.
Charred birds everywhere. I don't know.
Birds are.
I don't know who cooked them.
Dead.
Or why.
In a statement, PG&E said Fish and Wildlife shared that the birds show no evidence of electrocution and that their deaths were caused by trauma, potentially from a pellet or BB gun or a slingshot.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Got it. So Bart Simpson's out there sniping birds down out of the sky.
So they're not frying on the power lines, which again, PG&E, very, very respectable track record.
Do an autopsy on these birds?
Okay. They're,
I don't think so.
They're getting picked off.
Oh, there's the sign.
By BB guns. What was it again?
Brian found the sign on Twitch and YouTube. It was like urgent dead birds. Yeah, report all dead birds. Report any history of birds.
Okay.
Are birds real?
Well, people are doing their...
If you guys see dead birds, say
I like how it's a random Gmail.
Their own sleuth.
They made that for the birds?
Yeah. What is that, Neighborhood Watch? I can't read all that.
No, Neighbors on... Birds? Oh, I don't know. Neighbors on Bernhard? Was that the name of the street?
Oh, maybe.
Gmail?
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
And that their deaths were caused by trauma.
They bet the Celtics in the series before. Like, I can't watch this anymore.
I can't possibly do that.
I can't do that.
And that their deaths were caused by trauma, potentially from a pellet or BB gun or a slingshot.
But I feel like a BB gun doesn't make firecracker noise. And
you're on it. It does not.
Yeah, so what could it be?
Probably those power lines. I'm kind of guessing that, you know, at the start of the story, might have been onto something.
I'm going to personally rule out slingshot.
Slingshot, unlikely.
I don't think it's that.
You got to be really good with that thing.
Yeah.
Can't fathom somebody could be that accurate all the time.
PG&E also said they do not believe that there was an issue with our electrical equipment and agrees that these birds were not electrocuted.
I know where the sound is coming from, and it's coming from up on the pole.
That particular wild wire does sizzle and arc at times.
We reached out to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, who confirmed PG&E's statement, but reiterated the cause of death was not clear.
I don't know. It's a lot of he said, she said in this.
They're killing birds. It's okay.
Birds are killing.
There's lots of birds.
Fucked out.
I'm not overly concerned about it, quite frankly. Just wear it, PG&E.
Bird carcasses.
You're killing
everywhere.
Some birds. It's
they're
fine. There's a lot of them. They're a nuisance. They're crapping all over cars. Like, it's fine. I'm not that worried about it.
Trying to get rid of the birds.
But just wear the things.
Too many birds.
This is a good point. Did you watch Dark on Netflix? Did you watch this?
Dark on No, I don't think I saw that one.
I think it was German. I watched the dub version, Keith. You know me. I can't read subtitles.
I'd go subtitles on that. I guess it really close to the TV,
but this is a good. This is a good call. If you guys watch Dark on Netflix, there was a loud bang and birds dropped dead. People were time traveling. Spoiler alert.
This is time travelers?
Maybe this is...
coming back?
I didn't make that connection.
Wow.
Maybe this is time traveling all over the place.
That's a game changer.
Yeah.
That is a game changer.
Huh.
For the residents along Bernhard, whatever the cause, something needs to be done sooner than later.
We just want it solved, like at the end of the day.
In Richmond, Dion Lim, ABC7 News.
All right.
News.
Not sports. Not weather. News.
News.
Hey, stand by. The reporter, we need to stand by. We're awaiting some Jason Tatum.
News.
Is what we've been waiting all day. I mean, we're waiting for an update. Where's it been?
News.
She really nails that there at the end.
Let me hear it again.
News.
Yeah.
Kind of a seductress.
Yeah, it is a little, especially with all these dead birds lying around. It's a little,
come on, lady.
Not very professional.
No, not at all.
Seriously, you don't need to sex it up. My goodness.
Dion Lim, ABC7 News.
Nice. Okay, so they're frying
the
birds.
You're not saying news sexy enough. Can you change how you're saying the call? You do the call letters great, ABC7, but then I need a little sizzle.
News.
Maybe let me present an alternate theory.
Sure.
Inside job, Keith. I always
inside
think,
job.
Well, inside like the birds. Yeah, the birds.
Are you familiar with bird law? How well do you know bird law?
Maybe these birds in Richmond, California on Bernhard Street, maybe they believe in corporal punishment. And they say, you know,
they send Uncle Jack on the case.
They send the birds up there.
Yes.
Fry them.
Finally.
Like the old lady and My Cousin Minnie. Just fry them. That's what they're saying.
That'd be
news
to me.
Could be. Okay.
There you go. California madness today.
So that is the madness.
Not a good place to be a bird.
No, bad place to be a bird. Yeah. Find the nest somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's every Tuesday, 12:45. Most Thursdays, 12:45 as well. Here on WEEI, we got another pair of Red Sox and Mets tickets to give away about a half an hour from now. Stay tuned on a 2 for Tuesday. And we'll get back to the Celtics. What changes are in store for this team? Big picture look at the team next.
Dion Lim, ABC 7 News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.